in a world of mindless movie cliches. One podcast fights back. Critics are calling it profound, epic, free. Prepare to revisit your video cassette memories of the 1980s and 90s. Behold, it's VHS Rewind.
You know, that's the intro to this podcast, so I'm not going to play any more of it. I'm just going to interrupt it right there. My name is Mark, and I am talking to David Anderson. How are you, David?
I am well, and I'm ready to go.
Awesome. David is filling in until we find a more permanent seat on the Osmond throne.
Mm-hmm. Well, also, this was something I kind of wanted to do because I am a fan of the show. So I figure I'll come in, I'll do some stuff, and we'll see how it goes.
This is also a crossover episode. David is also my co-host at VHS Rewind.
Yeah.
And this will actually air on both podcasts. So that's pretty cool.
And eventually we're going to do sort of like the Kiss, like solo albums. You know, we'll each have our own, you know, a face. And yeah.
Maybe. I want to be the Ankh.
Yeah.
So what we're reviewing is the Osmond cartoon.
Yes.
Do you happen to have a release date for this? Because I keep forgetting to bring up.
I don't, but it feels like, and this is something I wanted to point out, was it feels like it's from the early 70s because of the age of Donnie. Mm-hmm. And the animation style and the animation company, it feels like very early 70s, like around the time, like post Beatles cartoon, but like around the time.
Probably more like the Jackson 5 cartoon.
Jackson 5 and Brady cartoon. It feels like it's around that time, like 73, 74, 72, somewhere near.
I'm going to say that this came out before Donnie and Marie got really big. Because
yes.
Marie is nowhere to be found. In this first episode, anyway.
Somehow Jimmy is still in there.
Jimmy is, like, the youngest. It's crazy.
Yeah, but it seems like Jimmy was on the Donnie Marie show a few times. Mm-hmm. And that was late 70s. And he was, what, in his mid-teens then? Early teens then?
Well, he was on it throughout the entire time. I mean, he was there when he was... when he was a little kid, when he was 13, when he was 18, when he went through his extreme weight loss period.
We're trying to do when he looked like Paul Williams, you know.
Yeah, he did end up looking like Paul Williams driving a DeLorean.
So you had to kind of do the Osmond age math. So I'm going to guess, this is probably, this feels like early 70s, like 73, 74, something like that. Feels like it. Because Jimmy can't be too young. Because he's doing stuff and he's like talking and, you know, he's basically running the show, it seems like.
Oh, here we go. 1972 ABC Saturday morning cartoon. Awesome. Number of episodes 17. It aired on December 30th, 1972.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, it didn't. It aired on September 9th.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty hilarious. So it did borrow a lot from the Jackson 5. It had like the laugh track, which I think a lot of cartoons ended up, a trend.
I wouldn't be surprised if they used a lot of the same like background animation cells they could just sort of reuse.
Are you trying to say that the Osmonds are a ripoff of the Jackson 5 and they're just a white version?
No, actually they're not.
Well, it's funny because if you do listen to Donnie is a hell of a singer. Just, I think, hands down, he's just an excellent singer, and he really is.
Do you think maybe they had some of the same just record producers, and they just, because everything kind of just came out of the same factory? Or?
Motown.
Oh, okay.
I mean, Jackson 5 were on Motown.
Mm-hmm.
Osmonds had their own record label.
Oh, okay. All right.
But, you know, I think that the Osmonds were an answer to, well, you know, the Osmond brothers predated the Jackson 5.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when Donnie and Marie were really, you know, I look at the Donnie and Marie era as the bigger focus anyway, because I don't remember the Osmond brothers. It was always Donnie and Marie to me.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, me too.
So this cartoon basically shows the brothers in a very interesting light, and it just goes to show you you could get away with a lot of stuff, you know, 46 years ago? No, 40... how many years ago is this?
That's 45
years ago.
45 years ago, yeah.
Which, you know, half a century ago, you could see and do a whole heck of a lot of stuff, man.
Mm-hmm. It's the inappropriateness comes from just ignorance of, like, they didn't think this was racist. You know, they just didn't even think that making fun of Asian people was racist, you know? They didn't even think that that was a problem.
Oriental saying. So here's an example of, well, here's Fuji, their servant Fuji. Dog.
The servant dog.
And, here's how the cartoon, this funny Saturday morning cartoon starts.
Permit me to introduce the Osmonds. Here is Alan, the number one brother, and Wayne, number two, number three is Meryl, four is Jay, and everybody know number five. Donnie! Donnie! Here, number five and a half. He called Jimmy. Sometimes he act like a pain in the neck, but he my buddy.
Oh, no!
Oh, no. I think that Jimmy always heard that.
You just cut off at the Asian music.
Oh, did I? I'll keep going. Hold on. Come on, Jimmy. Just get out. Come on. Three of them.
Thanks, Fuji.
And here is me, Fuji. Fuji is thoroughbred Japanese Akita. I am an Osmond Brothers, number one houseboy, and...
Hey, you were supposed to stay back at the hotel.
And they basically yell at Jimmy.
I just realized, like, how far is this removed from Bonanza when they had Hop Sing? It's probably based on that.
Well, you know, Bonanza was when? You know, 10 years 60s? Prior to this?
60s, yeah.
I mean, this is, think of it, 1972. You know, it's a long time ago. Now,
yeah, but
the racism doesn't stop there.
No.
Well, I think that if Donny Osmond or any of the Osmonds were to look at this now, they'd be cringing. It's not like they're saying, well, come on, just some Oriental guy. You know, it's like, oh, you can't say that. It's wrong.
George Takei would be posting about this a lot.
Yeah, we try not to talk about George Takei on the show. Thanks.
All right.
or anything Star Trek related. Seriously.
Okay.
No, I'm not being serious, but so here's where the weirdness kind of continues.
There is all kinds of danger. Uh-oh. Old Oriental saying go. He who casts a mean shadow is a mean shadow caster. Anyway, it's next morning now, and I serve breakfast.
So he really is a servant dog.
Yeah, and he serve a breakfast.
He serve a breakfast. I'm a number one. Like, it's...
God.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, really bad. But again,
I was going to kind of make the point of, like, we already reviewed Wonderbug, and I was thinking, like, that's so bad it's good.
Yeah.
Whereas this is kind of so bad it's bad.
Yeah, it's this like... is like the that thing that Gino was talking about, the Songs of the South.
Song of the South, yes.
Yeah.
Which I remember we were talking about that, of like, that was a movie that was still in the theaters in 1980, 1981. I know because I saw it. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's really, I think that there wasn't much of a filter during this period of time. And I don't know if maybe we have too much of a filter these days, but this isn't really the show to
it's like, it's stuff like this that, like, lends credence to any sort of arguments about racism, because when you watch this, you're like, oh no, not good.
But these are also, you know, we're also the generation that grew up with the sticks and stones philosophy.
Yeah, but when you're you know, this is probably not the podcast to really get into those issues.
Well, I still believe in the sticks and stones philosophy.
I mean, but hell, we could talk about how this thing is like, it's kind of, it's almost like derogatory against the Osmonds, because even their cartoon is like a stereotype of their, they got huge teeth, big smile.
Yeah. You
know, it's like, it's caricature of Osmonds, really.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, here we go. We have another clip here of, Donny Osmond, and this is where we sexualize it a little bit.
Oh, so, my goodness.
Because why not, right?
And I got a question before we get into that. Sure. Where are their parents? Like, these group of kids, they're all on tour. There's a dog in charge.
They're there. They're there.
And Jimmy's doing his – Jimmy's running his scams or whatever. And I'm like, where are their parents? Are they back in Utah?
They're running the – the house.
In Utah, cranking out more Osmonds, I guess.
There's a lot of kids there. You know, there are more than just this many kids. You have Marie, you know, stirring the pot out, you know. And I'm really surprised that Marie is not in this episode, because she's older than Jim.
Nobody knew. I guess that she was just starting, because I don't think, because you forget, like, when she was on that show, when she was on the Donny Marie show, she was still only, like, 16.
Younger.
So, even, and that's, yeah, like, late, and that's late 70s, so you gotta take that back. She's probably, like, about 10 at this time.
Yeah.
But she's, like, just a little older than Jimmy, I think.
Yeah, I think she's only maybe 2 years older than Jimmy. But, all right, so here we go. Here's him saying something even more inappropriate.
All those foreign lands and all those girls. Just waiting to be Osmondized.
Yeah, and we show up with a bad apple like you.
So, and just like in the Jackson 5, they go, you know, they go into their songs and they play really long versions of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're like kind of like little mini cartoon music videos. And oh yeah, that's another thing that I noticed, like kind of back to the racism. He's wants to Osmondize every girl in the world, and it's all these sort of different like ethnicities of like they have like an Eskimo, and there's an Asian girl, there's a black girl, and it's like, man.
But you know, like the Osmonds were complete prudes on tour. You know, like these are, you know, heavily religious people.
Mm-hmm.
So to even publicly go down this road is kind of strange.
Yeah, it's not only is it sort of against their personal beliefs, but it's also against their personal beliefs, and it's a cartoon aimed at kids. So it's like you're double wrong.
But again, 45 years ago, this was aired before I was born. So mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, this is from the era where movies like Planet of the Apes would get a G rating. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Yeah, and Jaws would get a PG rating.
Yeah.
Just a few years later.
That'd be a few years later, yeah.
Yeah. So they basically the gist of this entire episode is that they're going to there's a contest for to win a tour around the world. And like, all like of these bands are competing.
That? I realize like they're not already doing that. Like they're the Osmonds. Yeah. The world popular, they obviously went to Japan and got that dog.
Hey,
I mean, they've been everywhere.
You take a free trip, is what I'm saying. it's to prove it. So it's funny that they mention they have this little clip where they're reading the newspaper and they mention the rock bands.
Along, man, look at the other rock groups who are trying out.
That's real heavy competition. Hey, we've got to be good.
So that was really bad acting, right? So we've
one has to wonder if that was actually the Osmonds doing it.
Hey, I think it is. I think it's
we have
their
to be
voice.
Good. Yeah.
Everything the Osmonds did, they were involved in. It seems. But what I'm wondering is, one, the Osmonds are referring to themselves as a rock band, which I think is interesting.
Well, I mean, to a lot of people, that was rock.
No. Well, I mean, here's the thing. The Osmonds did have a couple songs that were more rock, and they actually even have an album. And I don't remember the title of this album, which is more rock-focused. But they have one rock song which is, like, flat-out crazy, practically like metal for the period, called Wild Horses. Are you familiar with that song?
I'm not familiar. I'm not huge into the Osmond stuff. You're gonna
oh,
have
really?
To school me.
I'm gonna play you, and
I'm more of a Donny Marie. Like that's kind of my era of Osmondness. Like, this is a little before that.
Did I say crazy horses or wild horses? Because it's crazy horses. Anyway, so...
Are we going to make fun of Indians now?
Well, it is kind of about that, but it doesn't go into anything like that. So here's Crazy Horses, which I just think is a really cool song. And very, very likely the heaviest of all Osmond songs. This is not it. That's not...
I'm going to lay some heavy jams on you.
Dude.
Oh,
man. You're killing me. no, it's here somewhere, man. I don't want to do the live version. I'll just do the live version. Now I'm gonna let it get to the chorus because the chorus is awesome. Something crazy horses are on the run. What a show, there they go, smoking up the sky. Yeah. Crazy horses on the bikes
every way down. Crazy
everyone else can go and listen to it on their own, but
and if I'm not mistaken, like when they come out on the stage, like they're in full sort of Indian like thing with like a head like feather thing. Am I wrong about that?
They've done that before, like that. But
I may have seen
the
actual
song
like,
is actually about Native Americans in a very positive light, actually, and it was.
Oh yeah, let's come out and wear like Indian and be like the whitest people in the world and come out with.
Well, you know, you'd have to look into, you know, the whole aspect of what they do and actually if they did that. I mean,
I feel like I saw a recreation of this because there was this sort of Osmond, like the story of the Osmond TV movie that came out like in around 2000 or something.
Right.
And I remember, I think that was one of the set pieces in it, whereas they came out in the thing and they played a lot of their different songs.
Right. But, you
I don't
know,
know
they,
I think
they
more Bad
did,
Apples was in there.
Yeah, well, More Bad Apples was a tremendous hit for them. I think that's the song that really kind of put Donnie on the map, you know, as a solid singer and all that. But Crazy Horses is a song that I did not expect, and I just kind of came across it like maybe a year and a half ago, and I'm like, this is not the Osmonds. Like, this is crazy. And it's, you know, it's not the greatest song or anything, but like the whole vibe of it is very surprising when you first hear it.
You don't expect the Osmonds to be rocking out like that?
Not at all. Like, you don't expect there to be distortion or anything, but then, you know, I kind of dug a little bit deeper into some of their albums, and I see that they tried to push a little bit of a heavier.
Well, hey, you know,
vibe.
musicians will surprise you. I mean, everyone, like, if you go into like the old Kenny Rogers stuff, I mean, the first edition, my condition is in. I mean, come on, that's way far away from the Gambler.
But the problem that they ran into, which is not so bad of a problem, is that that Donny and Marie were becoming more and more successful. They're pushing the pop stuff while the Osmond brothers are trying to do something else. And
and not only that, remember on Donny and Marie, were they even doing a ton of actual Osmond material, or were they just doing like
they had their
covers?
Own, yeah, it was
doing
mostly
covers of.
Yeah, it was mostly covers, but at the same time, they had their own albums. So these, you know, it was, and also they did a ton of live performances. So, I mean, realistically, you know, you don't want to push such hard rock, I guess, in their eyes. Especially, you know, with the Mormons and everything. It's a very large group, you know, the Mormons. And it's like, being that the Mormons are also, you know, pretty powerful in the sense of influence.
Well, and I gotta say, like, in defense of Mormons, even though I'm not a Mormon, most of the Mormons I've met have been, like, super nice.
Yeah, I never had a problem with any Mormons.
And open-minded, and they're like, you know, whatever you want to do, you know, we have our stuff. If you want to come join us, you know, whatever, but we're not going to push it on you and everything. And they're very nice, but they don't beat you over the head with their Mormonness.
No, most.
So, and they're usually pretty open-minded. And they can kind of deal with stuff. So,
yeah, for the most part, you know, but you know, putting even that aside, it's just you don't want to kind of stir the pot when you're such like the central, like they basically were the poster children for Mormonism in the 70s and early, you know, maybe not 80s.
Well, yeah, it was, but they were saying like, look, we're Mormon, we're hip. Yeah. Look, we're hip with the kids. Look.
Yeah, but
we're a little bit country and we're a little bit rock and roll.
Exactly. But country and, you know, even in the 70s, I mean, when you think of rock, I mean, it was definitely down and dirty. It wasn't cute.
That was the time of like Ted Nugent,
right, Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin, and these, you know,
Zeppelin,
like tougher bands.
Aerosmith.
But yeah, all right. So we're going to get to, let's see. We're going to have Jimmy. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Jimmy, I think, gets a phone call here.
Yeah, they leave him in charge. They go off and they're doing something and they leave him there.
Well, I think they were like, you know what, stay home.
They tell him, you stay home. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, is they're going to go rehearse. Mm-hmm. So they said, you stay here, you dummy.
Hello.
I would like to speak to one of the Osmonds, please.
I'm an Osmond.
This is the United States Music Committee. You boys are on the list to try out for that round-the-world jaunt. Now, do you want to enter the contest?
Yes, sir, Mr. Comedy.
Well, the final decision will be made by our president, Mr. Seymour Sycamore. Now, can you audition for him tomorrow?
Just point me to him.
So, essentially, he signs up himself.
Mm-hmm.
And
by the way, you know they're just about to cut to the dog because you start to hear the Asian music again.
Yeah. Well, he was actually walking. He doesn't even need to ask him for paper. He's like already bringing him paper. All right. Very good servant. So let's see. We have yet another moment of uncomfortable. I hate calling it just flat out racist, but just kind
of
it is.
It is flat out racist.
Ah, this is my favorite. Sweet and sour sukiyaki dog biscuit.
Mm. Like, it was no need for that. There just was no need for that. I have a lot of Asian friends, so I'm going to actually send this to them and say...
Are we gonna get to the part where he talks about...
Yeah, I actually just jumped over
a
little part, your clip.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Who knows? Maybe we go to China someday.
He's Japanese. It's like they're mixing up their racism
there. But who knows? Maybe he'll go to China someday.
Maybe.
Doesn't mean...
They don't particularly like Japanese people over there, by the way. I don't know if they do very well.
In China?
They kind of like, you know, there's a little thing called World War II where Japan invaded China and, you know.
What did we do to Japan and... They seem to like us.
Well, I know, but it's a little more deep-seated with them, you know, I think.
So, here we go. We're going to listen to Mr. Sycamore, who is my favorite character. I wish this was a recurring character.
And he's kind of a holdover from those Beatles cartoons, if you remember the Beatles cartoons.
Yeah, like the Yellow Submarine type of characters. He looks that way and he sounds that way.
Mm. I hate kids. I hate rock music, I hate goodwill ambassadors, I hate contests. Now, send in the Osmonds while I still have an open mind.
Wow.
All right.
And, yes, I like his voice a lot, and I cannot place it. I know it.
Oh, I know what he is. He's the guy from, he was in, I want to say, Burgermeister Meisterburger.
Do you have a name, or...
from the Rankin Bass, like animated, like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I think he played Santa in Rudolph. He might have played Santa.
What I'm thinking of. I'll have to look into this.
Well, he did a lot of cartoons. He did a lot of those King Features cartoons, like Beatles, things like that.
But here's Jimmy. Jimmy's gonna play him a song. He's gonna have his little audition, which is just exactly what you'd expect from Jimmy.
Go ahead, make me groove. Oh, that was beautiful, beautiful.
That's pretty funny. I wonder why they want to make Jimmy out to be a poor performer.
Maybe because he was?
But he wasn't. I mean, Jimmy was probably, out of all of them, probably the most talented because he was the one who was up against so much competition. Jimmy was, tried so hard and he never got that break that all of them got.
Yeah, but he gets the final victory because he's like, I'm going to outlive all you.
Maybe.
I'm going to inherit all the money. I'm the last one. I'm going to inherit everything.
You have a good point there. So we have the next clip, which is, I wrote no appointment. So I think it's just basically nobody sees him without an appointment. And
yeah, they show up at the guy's house because like they messed up. Something so, and yeah. Now they have to get it. They have to actually do the contest again. They have to do the audition again because Jimmy messed it up or something.
Yeah, because Jimmy basically said it'll be at 4, but it was at 3, so they missed it.
Straight. We call on him politely and ask to audition again. Right.
Right.
And I love the green apple that's in between each transition.
Yeah, these transitions, it's all about bad apples and green apples, and yeah.
it's kind of ridiculous. They get a scheme to... I'm missing something here, I'm sorry. Basically, they get into the house, they scheme a way to actually be heard by Mr. Sigamore. They sneak in as Santa, which is just idiotic. So I'm going to play that clip where we get to meet his daughter.
Donny Osmond.
Donny Osmond.
This here is my daughter, the light of my life, Scarlet Sigamore.
Ever so pleased.
Yes. Now get the blazes out of here.
Daddy, you throwing out the Osmonds before I hear them sing? Donny, darling, you come all the way here just to sing for little old me.
Yeah. And we also want to go around the world.
Huh? Oh, the contest. Well, in my opinion, you are the perfect choice for Goodwill Ambassadors. Why, just to look at you makes me so full of goodwill, I'd like to swoon.
What the hell's going on here all of a sudden?
Well, I just realized he wants to Osmondize them and go around the world.
But all of a sudden, he's shy.
And also, I just realized, I mean, I don't think we touched on it, like, they have this stalker that's kind of, it's kind of going, like, through the episode of, like, they have their one stalker named Hortense.
Yeah, Hortense Berg.
And I just realized, and we'll get to that at the end, but I think that it's the same voice as, like, the...
As the girl?
It's probably, like, the one actress doing all the voices, I would guess.
I don't know, I'm gonna say that that's a guy doing this voice, you know, like,
could be.
It just sounds like a guy, like, kind of goofing around to me, but, I'm gonna say that this is kind of the way it's done in the music industry. Like, so you meet some girl and she convinces her dad to give you the winning contest. There's a few more seconds to this clip.
But we lost.
Lost? Why, how could the Osmonds possibly lose?
It was a big mix-up, but we'd sure like another chance.
Not on your life.
Daddy, if you don't give the Osmonds another chance, I won't eat my pone for a whole month. And I won't speak to you, except to ask for my allowance. Oh, I'll be in such a snit.
Go ahead, try again.
And this time, I'll be the judge.
Gee, thanks, Scarlet.
Not only are you not going to lose the contest,
You are not going to lose me.
The fix is in.
The fix is in. You're not going to lose me ever.
Yeah.
Well, it may be kind of difficult to take you around the world. I mean,
go away, little girl.
It's a weird song to go into right there. I mean, this girl's going to basically give them their dream that they could easily pay for,
mm-hmm.
you know, a million times now, over.
If I'm not mistaken, this is another one where he's going to, like, he's rejecting all the women of the world now. So he's rejecting all the racist stereotypes.
Well, you know what it is with him? He always was chased by the girls. Like, that was always the Donnie thing. Because he's so cute!
And he was an observant Mormon, right? Like, he was actually, like...
He still is.
Okay, well, then it's like, I feel like it's such a waste.
Well, he's yeah, I mean, he even
could have gotten so much.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he even said, like, you know, I don't want to misquote him or something like that, mm-hmm. but he said something along those lines yeah. of, you know, it's just something, it was at times very difficult for him to stick with his Mormonism, I guess. But I can respect that. I mean, I can respect anybody who wants to, you know.
But then again, you have to think about, like, okay, what if he had gone down that dark path of, like, women and booze and drugs and everything?
You mean, like, wouldn't be a... you mean like Marie?
Marie. Yeah, Marie, but that was later. Like, she finally, yeah. like, she got into her 20s and I think she lost it or something.
You know, we're going to fly out sometime. We're hoping, actually, in the next few months to fly out to Vegas and watch and see their Vegas show. Mm.
So it's like, I understand
it's supposed to be incredible.
So it's like you go see, like, the Osmonds, Amazing Jonathan, and it'll be Penn and Teller, and, you know, Penn and Teller probably aren't there anymore, but, like, yeah.
I'll just be at the Bellagio, like, you know, playing the whatever.
Playing the slots.
Smoking a candy cigarette.
Mm-hmm. Trying not to get profiled, you know, again.
Exactly. Oh, my. All right, yeah, let's not get
into that. That's a whole other story.
My God. All right, so here's one of the last clips.
Oh, Donnie, I may go away,
but I warn you, I'm a-coming back. Baby, you have just won the contest.
Osmonds win world music contest. Kids around the world await Osmonds.
Man, I can't believe it. Around the world, on our own jet plane.
This is your captain speaking. Kindly board.
You know, even the plane is yellow. There's a lot of ripoffs going on here. And I said,
they probably reused some animation cells from, like, Jackson 5, and, you know, they just had what they led lying around.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. So here's a clip of Hortensburg, which I don't know. I picture being one of the brothers kind of making the kind of screechy voice.
Another autograph, Donnie. Did you get my lemon pie?
It's my number one fan, Hortensburg. Hi, Hortense.
I bought this round-the-world airline ticket, so wherever you go, I'll be there, too.
Oh, no.
This old saying goes, sometimes they singing, sometimes they sappy, but our stories with Osmonds always end happy. Now we go around the world. And you come too, huh?
No.
Okay, I just realized something. Thoughts. Okay, the voice of Hortense is the voice of the dog, is the voice of the guy running the contest. It's all the same guy. I just realized that.
Yeah. You know, it does really kind of bother me about Fuji. I don't know why. It bothers me a lot more than it should.
You surprised yourself that you're actually that sensitive?
I picture Arnold from Happy Days.
Pat Morita.
Yeah, Pat Morita. I just picture him doing it, and it's such a bad accent.
Well, and not only that, it's a job that he lost out to probably an old Jewish white man.
Right.
Doing a racist stereotype. He can't even get that. He can't even get a job to be a racist stereotype.
Well, it is the Osmond, so very well is likely a Mormon.
Yeah.
Not a Jewish guy. But any final thoughts on this? Do you think as a kid you would have finished watching, would have come back and watched this again?
You know, this feels like this is something that would be, maybe it's summer. There is literally nothing on. It's on USA Network as filler in 1984. And I'm like building my building something with Legos and it's in the background. That's the most attention I would probably get.
I have to kind of agree with you. Unfortunately, I see it as a little different. I would be able to watch every single one of these episodes if it was on when I stayed home from school sick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and if nothing was on HBO.
Would it be for the music, too? Or did you have an appreciation of the Osmond music at the time?
No.
Like you do now?
Okay. No. I really like the Osmonds now for a number of definitely retro reasons.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I was listening to my own stuff. So, it was definitely, I would have watched it then. When I was like maybe 12 or something at home. But I would definitely not give up valuable Saturday morning cartoon time to watch this.
No, I mean, I'm trying to remember my Saturday morning sort of viewing when I had enough of a brain to actually function and understand things, which was kind of late. So like seven, eight, nine, when I could even understand like to put the channel at a certain time on the certain like channel. Like I don't even think I had that mental capacity until I was like 8 or 9. So
kids don't have it now. It's strange. Like my kid, he like goes on the TiVo. He sets up season passes. It's amazing.
He puts the password in and you don't know what it is.
He knows, since he was 5 years old, he'll go on iTunes and put my password in and buy apps.
Well, the world was different then. I mean, you didn't have different. I mean, kids just sort of absorb whatever.
You didn't have passwords.
The external stimuli. Well, yeah, you had like padlocks and hiding places and.
But yeah, I mean, you didn't have. You didn't have a reason to really exercise thought, I think, when we were kids. Like
your brain kind of just adapts to whatever's going on in your environment. And at the time, we're old and stuff. Not a lot of stuff was going on. There wasn't an internet. There wasn't, you couldn't. All you had was this. All you had was the Osmonds on TV. I mean, I think a testament to its quality is the fact that it was 17 episodes. It was just one season. So,
well, I'll tell you, when I would stay home sick, I'd go to my den. And we had, I don't know why I would spend the entire day in the den or something when I was homesick. And we had this kind of bamboo bar thing that was kind of interesting in the corner. And we had like a Trinitron 19-inch TV on it. And it was just
on the bar.
On the bar. Yeah.
So you could drink and watch TV.
It was a bar, but it was like, it wasn't really, not like a, it's not like you're walking into Cheers. It was basically a place for a small TV, and we had like a couch in there, an aquarium, and that kind of stuff. Total like 70s look.
Yeah, very 70s. Yeah. I'm thinking like the wall is like a.
It's probably wood like panel. Yeah.
Wood panel is, wall, yeah. Yeah.
And, it had, like, the step down into the room type of thing.
The only thing that would have made it, like, the best would have been, like, a waterbed. Like, a waterbed with, like, fuzzy stuff on it,
I did have a waterbed as a kid, but, not as a kid, when I was a teenager, I had a waterbed. Yeah. But that's what I picture. I picture being in there and flipping through all the stupid channels,
And Little House on the Prairie doesn't come on for another.
Yeah, another half, I mean, that's hour, the thing. Yeah. It's like, it's noon, you're sick, and nothing's on. You're like, what's on 21? And I don't know if 21 is anything specific there, but here it's PBS, so it's like, so anything interesting on PBS?
I would be watching PBS. I'd be watching the educational shows.
But it was all garbage then. Like, it wasn't, like, you wouldn't get, like, Nova or anything like that on at noon. You get that at, like, 11 o'clock at night. They're showing, like, kids' stuff during the day. I think people forget, like, that kind of stuff. Like, during the day is, like, all the baby stuff from in the 80s on PBS. Like, how many times can you watch Sesame Street once you pass
Well, there would be Sesame Street. Then there would be like your good stuff, like your Think About, your Inside Out, your
Not at Noon,
your High Feather, your Powerhouse, the good stuff. You know, you'd learn something about diversity and yeah.
But at least around here, I found that it definitely lacked, And even with cable, you couldn't really find what I wanted to put on.
Well, like I was saying, like this would probably pop up on USA Network in the mid-80s just because they needed filler.
I don't recall this being
on. Like this, Hong Kong Phooey, and Homunculoids.
I hear what you're saying. Like Underdog or something.
Underdog. Whatever that they could just put on there.
But, all right, man. So, yeah, all in all, I thought it was a cute show. I don't know if I would revisit it. I don't think I will.
It's, if anything, the only real reason to watch it is as a curiosity and for the music, because the music is always good. But I mean, if you really want Ozma music, just put a record on.
Go buy their album.
Go buy their album or just go on YouTube. There's lots of stuff. So, or watch a Donnie Marie episode.
Go watch Crazy Horses on YouTube and you'll be done with it to the end.
You'll be done with it. You'll be done with the Osmonds forever. They'll offend you so much.
Could be. All right, man. So thanks a lot, David, and I'll talk to you next time.
Okay, thanks. Send me to your happy world. You need love, but you're afraid that if you give in, someone else will come along and suck it to you again. One bad apple don't spoil the whole bunch, girl. Stop my